This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Who's in charge of the Republicans? Who's in charge of the media? Who's in charge of the narrative? Lots of questions that have to get asked. But before I get into that, I want to say this. I want to talk about all these primaries. I want to talk about all these political races. I want to talk about all these ultimate races when we're out of the primaries and who gets elected, etc. If you put your faith in man, you are a fool. Welcome to a great hour of radio. I've had friends of mine listen to my show compared to others, and you know what they report back? They report back that they really love my show. I say, give it to me straight. Don't sugarcoat it. If my show is not very good, let me know. And they come back and they go, dude, you rock it. You rock it. One of my favorite shows. I'm top two or top three of everybody. I'm telling you every time. Or that you're not my friend. I just drop you as a friend then. Yeah, if you're going to come back. Oh, Kevin, it's okay. What's your name? I don't even know who you are. I'm just kidding. No, I say compare it. And here's, you know what's interesting about this show? We could do it better. See, a show like this, I could have some sidekicks that you could hear, and they would be going back and forth. That is where I excel. But we're not ready for that yet. So I keep my producers quiet. Y'all be shh. Don't even look over here right now. They treat them like kids. They got lollipops. But no, so I'm glad you're here. But anyway, but I want to discuss who's in charge. But I want to go back to, why do you want to, don't put your faith in a dude. Don't put your faith in man. Have you put faith in God and put faith in the collection of the fellow man, the greater good, if you wanted to. But don't put your faith in any individual, because that person is going to fail you in something. Somebody was telling me, oh, man, I like so-and-so until he said this. And I went, wow, it only took one thing. People have said that to me. A guy said to me one time, he wrote a note and he says, you know, Kevin, blah, 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 would be a specific tone. And I went, he texted me and I said, I don't understand what you're saying. Did you mean time? He goes, no, you know the definition of tone. Well, I didn't. At the time, I'd never heard the word. I've never used the word. And he goes, huh, well, you're not very smart. And I was like, oh, well, fine. So I didn't know tone. Y'all think I'm kidding. I'm not even kidding about this. I didn't know. I know what tone is now, but I didn't at the time. So I wasn't good enough for him. And I said, well, then get the stepping, Steppy. I don't care. Had a lady tell me something about, I didn't know some congressional, you know, procedure or whatever. And I went, yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, I've lost faith in you. Well, get the stepping, Steppy. I don't know everything. I don't even profess to know everything. What I know well. You want to challenge me? You want to do some push-ups against you, corn pop? You dog-faced pony soldier? Don't even think about it. Shoot, come on, man. Had the highest grades at West Point, school I didn't even go to. Don't challenge me. We put our faith in things that you should, that create nothing but a chasm of faith for you because, oh, this person will do it. Lindsey Graham will save us. John McCain will save us. Jeff Flake will save us. Mitt Romney will save us. McConnell will save us. McCarthy will save us. None of these fools are going to save us. The only people that are going to save us are us. And let me tell you, no offense, conservatives, but the left are much better at saying, you know what, Kevin, let me put it this way. I've laid out the strategy on how to win. Give me a million of you guys that click the buttons, listen to the show. You, by the way, you guys are doing your part. You're listening. We just don't have enough of you. And it isn't because the show is not good. The show is awesome. Oh, yeah. So what is it? Why can't I get a million people to click on my blog every day? Why do you think social media took me off? You think it was was it Kevin Jackson? Yeah, I mean, he's a little fish. I'm a little fish. Why did they take me off? Because if I get 1 million clicks a day and I take that money and I do something with it and I get 1 million people listening to the radio show, 1 million people watching my Rumble channel or whatever, I'm going to take that money and I'm going to go put it to use with the kids. You know what we did the other day? We had a meeting with two ladies running programs in the inner city of Phoenix. And one lady said to me, Kevin, I have the perfect family to start one of the projects you have. They have 9 children. So we're doing this thing called One Urban Voice. We are adopting a family, an at-risk family that has 9 children. We're getting them in our scholarship program so the kids can have a better leg up for getting into schools. We're going to work with them in coaches and mentors. We've got stuff planned for this family they would have never been able to do for themselves. And let me tell you something. I know people that are making a lot of money, and they will never do a project like that. And I said this to many groups locally. I said, when we do one family, it'll be more than 10 groups. More than 10 groups do. But we're holding candidate panels and all that. Great. We should. We want people to know what's going on. But after that's over, what do? How are we going to fight? What if it's not your person that got elected? You want to hold their feet to the fire, or are you just going to lick your wounds and go, man, I told you so-and-so would have been better? Exactly. How about we do something about it? So anyway, John, my question is, who's in charge? I think Trump's in charge of the party. J.D. Vance, man, he rocked it. He says, now, this campaign I really think was a referendum on what kind of Republican Party we want. What kind of a country do we want? What do you think? Did you expect J.D. Vance to win? Yep. He now faces Democrat Tim Ryan in a general election to fill a seat being vacated by retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman. By the way, Portman is a rhino. The 10-year Democratic congressman won his three-way primary, but he will have an uphill climb in a state where Trump won twice by an 8-point margin. This is a Republican seat. It will not fall to the Democrats, no way, no shape, no how, unless the Democrats want to really get into how they cheated this election cycle. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine secured the party's nomination. He's got to be better than Crybaby Kasich, right? Even though I heard he's not that great. In neighboring Indiana, incumbent Republicans in the state house fended off primary challengers who wanted to push the legislature. But what they're saying, folks, is this. Donald Trump's chosen candidates didn't do too badly. Republicans hate Trump-sponsored candidates. They just do. That's the chasm we got to fix.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, Kevin. Love your show. I know you don't want to do it, but you need to run for office, dude. And then down the road, about 4 more years, you'll be vice president with DeSantis. Love you, man. Bye.
Love you, too, man. Appreciate the call, brother. And I was going to give you a buzz, but I got busy over the weekend. And didn't get a chance to, but we have your number, and I'll give you a buzz. But no, I'm not going to run with DeSantis. I like him. He's a great guy. You know what? I shouldn't say that. If Ron DeSantis, when he runs for president in, say, 2028, and he says, you know, I met that Kevin Jackson. He's a great guy. I've been with him a few times. He's the best guy for me. I'd do it. I'd also be his press secretary. Yeah, I even told President Trump, I said, hey, when you run again and win in 2024, make me your press secretary. I guarantee you, I will absolutely destroy leftists on everything that they do. Woo! Y'all know it would be ugly for the left if I was President Trump's press secretary. I'd say, stupid question. You fake news hacks out there doing this stuff. I would have a dossier on every one of these people. The minute they say something, I say, yeah, you don't want me telling people what you did yesterday. You don't want me telling people what you did the other weekend. I know what you did. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would be ruthless. I mean, whew, They would do nothing but come in. Hello, Kevin, press secretary, Mr. Secretary. They would come in all scared. What's he got on me? What's he got on my folks? What's he got on my brothers and sisters? I would have all the dirt, baby. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Hey, quick shout out to my buddy Dan. Dan listens to me out of Utah, and he sent me, Dan, you're a character, fella. He sent me $100 in nickels. I'm packaged like it came from the U.S. Mint. And I thought he was sending me ammo. It was so heavy. I get this box, and I'll be honest with you, I was a little leery at opening it, you know, with the scary, you know, pipe bombs and stuff like that. But I opened it. Well, I mean, because it had been screened. We have a screening process. Put water on it. But anyway, I get this note from him. Let me just read this to you. Salutations. No, he says, to my dearest Sir Kevin, the stud and champion of working America Jackson. Salutations. May I let you know what an honor it is I'm allowed to send you a note with a few shekels to help further the cause of truth and justice in the current republic, the United States of America. You probably aren't asking yourself, why does this guy give such pretense to label me as stud and champ? But I'm going to answer regardless. You, my man, call a skank, and you stick with it through thick and thin. His print is really little. Anyway, he goes, this is a sign of integrity and honor, and I do believe that your people and your family will be pleased by God himself for your integrity, unlike skanks like the Sean Hannitys of and the Rush Limbaughs of this dark world. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm a working guy, so I can't really support you the way wealthy white people whom you occasionally hobnob with do. But if you take a moment, think a little, you may notice what I'm trying to tell you, thereby allowing you to possibly pad your retirement just a touch or to pass on to your listeners or both. And he continues, by the way, I'm out of Salt Lake City and listen to your daily creation via K-Talk Radio, 1640 AM. And might I say, many of the local hosts, pundits, and national personalities broadcast on this station are fantastic, and more than a few are tremendous drips. But in my humble opinion, you're top two on this station and nationally easily. I just want to know what it would have taken to be top one, Dan. Anyway, he says, anywho, please note, enclosed is my seemingly small contribution to the Kevin Jackson Network, a box of nickels, also worth a really weak and shit in the, well, he says crappy, $100 Federal Reserve note. Quiet your mind and behold, it is the only commodity one can purchase today, not for much longer, for the same price they were able to purchase in 1913 on that day. The ugly and whorish creature was born from Jekyll Island, the one and only Federal Reserve. This guy cracks me up. He says, on that day, the banksters and the common folk were in agreement on at least one thing. Five copper pennies were worth one nickel. Two nickels were the equivalent to one silver dime. 10 silver dimes was equivalent to 1 ounce of silver, a.k.a. the silver dollar. And 20 silver dollars was worth 1 ounce of gold coin. But alas, this standard was soon distorted beyond belief by, of course, printing of paper, to the point that most neglect to this day to see the true value of copper and nickel. You, my friend, are now holding, by my metric, the physical equivalent of 8 1-ounce gold coins. I'm not the only one that understands the information by my lame blue-collared research, but I can tell the U.S. Mint is putting out as many or more coins as last year and the year before that and the years before that. Some entity is warehousing these coins, and in my theory, waiting for the new Republic of the United States of America, only slightly less corrupt than the current United States of America, where the people demand an honest metric for money, a.k.a. the gold standard. When that day returns, probably sooner than later, smaller denominations of gold and silver or silver coin will be in high demand. Again, thank you for not selling your soul to the devil. May you continue to call a skank to your dying day. Dan, I love you, man. And for what it's worth, I truly do believe, now don't get a fatter head than you already have. Who says my head is fat, Dan? Come on, man. That's, what's his face? Roland Martin's got a fat head. I don't have a fat head. He goes on, he says, you and the Kevin Jackson Network are a mouthpiece for God and a helper of saints through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the light of the life of this world. God bless Dan. God bless you, Dan. And for the record, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. All things that I do are through Christ. I'm going Philippians 4:13 on you. When I talk on this show, it ain't about me. It's not. In many cases, I'm like I told you guys all the time, I am a flawed Christian, Christ follower, however you decide to use the term. I say Christ follower. Very flawed. Oh, let me read the P.S. here. He says, P.S. Sorry for the small print. Send me a non-distressed Kevin Jackson Network hat in gray font with white mesh if you get a chance. He puts his address. He says, also, if you ever make it to Salt Lake City for a comedy show, let me know. Well, I hope I do. If there are more listeners out there, because I will tell you, this is the first person from Salt Lake City that I've gotten any feedback from. So thank you, Dan, for that. I blanked out your name, but you certainly know who you are because you know the letter I wrote. And if you want bragging rights for your friends, you can let them know that I read your letter in its entirety on my show. I love communicating with my listeners, and not just because Dan's a fan, but because whether it was a bad letter, I would have been happy to read it. But I just thought, how clever of this guy. By the way, it cost Dan $22 to ship me this $100 in nickels.
Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are suffering their worst day of the year. Former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli stresses calm.
You know, I think if you're just an average day trader, you ought to just stay pat and not get involved in these ups and downs. I don't think we're at the peak yet on inflation.
The Dow has fallen more than 1,200 points at times today. The NASDAQ has been down by 5% at times, while the S&P isn't faring much better. The Senate Majority Leader will attempt to advance abortion legislation next week. A Democratic bill would protect abortion rights under federal law. Democrats would need help from several Senate Republicans to move the proposal forward. Cinco de Mayo festivities happening across the country today. Cinco de Mayo is often confused with Mexico's Independence Day, which is held on September 16th. USA Radio News. A manhunt continues for an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer who have been missing since last Friday. Authorities now believe there is a romantic relationship between murder suspect Casey White and corrections officer Vicky White. No relation. On MSNBC, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton on the White's relationship.
He was here in 2020 for an arraignment and a preliminary hearing. And when he finished that, he went back to state prison. We do know that they remained in touch while he was in state prison.
So their relationship, in whatever parameters you would define it, is at least 2 years old.
Yes.
Maybe older.
Could be older.
The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So the big news is the leak. The leaker. We got lots of leakers in our government, especially during the time of Trump. Remember that? We had lots of leakers. We hadn't had a whole lot of leaks during Biden. Not many people leaking on what's going on with Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden's dementia, and a lot of other stuff that we could easily be talking about, right? But when it, now there's suddenly there's a leak. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A well-timed leak. I'll tell you that. Well-timed. So much so that it makes you scratch your head and go, why would you do this now? And what happened immediately after this leak? Oh, man, it was an explosion. Politico, the people who leaked the story, which I want to know how they got it. People need to be in prison over this. But they boosted security after publishing this. They, you know, they have an office. And they said, we've got to boost security. We've let too many people know that we leaked the story. They scooped everybody. Who are they afraid of? They're afraid of the abortionists, the baby killers. Who are they afraid of? The same two rednecks that messed up Jussie Smollett? Is that who they're afraid of? Oh, I know. They're afraid of the Tea Party racists. No, no, no. They're afraid of all the people who stormed the Capitol who were conservatives, right? They're afraid of them. Abortionists, they say, threw rocks and bottles at police in Los Angeles once the decision came out. Police were just there to keep these groups separated because you had the people who love children and, you know, love conservatism and love the Lord and who were saying, you know what, we got to protect the unborn child. And you had the abortionists, the baby killers, the people who are willing to do anything to protect a woman's right to kill mostly black babies. Oh, I know it's not being described that way, but that's really what it is. They want to protect the eugenicist. Well, good for them. So, the police were keeping them apart, and the abortionists started throwing bottles and rocks and stuff at the police. How dare you? Oh, because, you know, we have to remember, there's still that narrative of cops are bad. Even when they're protecting the other folks. I admit it. I said it earlier. I said it in the first hour. I was wrong about the leaked draft. When it got sent to me the night before, and I thought, no, I don't believe it. Leftists need something to get behind. Nobody likes these people. Hey, here's a tidbit for you. Probably aren't going to get on most other shows. You ready? Leftists don't like themselves. forget liking you. They don't like themselves. And I don't want to go all Dr. Phil on you, and I'm looking around because I don't want anybody to hear me because they might hurt me. They might try to break in to the studio. Leftists don't want to let you know how much they hate themselves. They don't just not like themselves. They hate themselves. And they hate you because they want to be like you. They want to have morals and ethics. They just don't know how. It could be a product of their environment, or it could just be the nature of the beast, or you know what else? They just don't have the guts to leave. See, you are strong. You see something wrong and you go, I will stand on principle. And they envy you. They watch you get fired from a job because you won't take a jab. And they think to themselves, I wish I had those kind of guts. I wish I had that. But I don't. And then everybody's like, yeah, get out of here, you super spreader. And they're like, yeah, yeah, go. But they don't want to be there. They don't like their friends. They don't like the coworkers. They don't like anybody that's like them. You know who they like deep down? They like you. Don't you change for a minute. Don't you change. They envy you, they like you, they more than like you, they so like you, they want to be like you. They'll never admit it. Look, black folks all over this country, they will be like, they'll be in their, you know, like, oh man, that Kevin Jackson, man, he ain't nothing but an Uncle Tom, and they will talk smack. And you know what they do? When I'm on TV, when I used to be, but if I'm on some other TV beside Fox and Snooze, When they see me on there, and they see me defiantly saying to them, I'm on to the game, you're not going to convince me, and that's that, they're like, man, that brother got guts. I don't have to agree with him. That brother's got guts. And I already gave you the secret. In the last hour, if you didn't get that hour in wherever you live, your neck of the woods, you want to listen to last hour. I gave you the secret to how to handle leftists. The secret. Foolproof. It has to be, because leftists are fools. That's why it's a secret. It's foolproof. It will work every time. Not some of the time. Not 83% of the time. Not 23. It will work every time. It is foolproof. Go try it. Anyway, we're talking about Roe v. Wade being dismantled, and I was wrong on the leak. It was legit, and it was also leaked. The leak has huge ramifications, in that it means the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, is compromised. Something that we want to be sacrosanct. We say these politicians, they can be compromised. We know they're idiots and clowns and you know. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. I was going to use a different word. I won't. But we know what they are. They're paid to lie. They are wanted. But these guys, the Supreme Court is in power forever, in charge forever, for life, till death do they part. And so they don't have to split, you know, mince words or whatever. Even if Justice Thomas was on Epstein's island, you couldn't do anything about it. So that's where we are at. And yet, somebody, some clerk or somebody leaked what Justice, what's her name? I forget which one. One of the justices put out. And there you have it. SCOTUS is compromised. I can hardly wait for Justice Roberts to get to the bottom of this. It would be like, I don't know, Kevin McCarthy getting to the bottom of it. Like Adam Schiff proving that Trump colluded with the Russians. Still waiting. But here's the other part that I was right about. Democrats needed a diversion, and now they have it. Here's a news report on it.
To the American people, I say this. The elections this November will have consequences because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot.
Democrats are signaling they plan to use abortion as a key motivator in the midterm elections.
now that a leaked Supreme Court draft has scrambled the debate about choice and life. Protesters on both sides of the issue gathered on the steps of the Supreme Court within hours of Politico publishing a draft ruling that suggested justices are preparing to strike down Roe v. Wade and return the question of abortion to the states. President Biden suggested he wants his party's midterm strategy to focus on abortion as well. The president said the Supreme Court draft means that, quote, it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials this November. He blasted the draft decision in his first public appearance since the leak.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Liberals were already calling for an end to the filibuster to pass a law protecting abortion access nationwide, even though the Supreme Court has not yet officially decided on the issue. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of the leaked draft this week and vowed to launch an investigation into who shared the document with reporters. If a majority of justices ultimately does decide to overturn Roe v. Wade, the ruling could give Democrats a way to fire up voters ahead of the midterms. Polls have suggested Republican voters are far more enthusiastic about voting in November than Democratic voters. But if Democrats are able to energize their supporters by suggesting women's rights are under threat, they could try to overcome some of the headwinds facing them in this election cycle.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So what do the left want to do? End the filibuster. A woman does have a right, you know, to her body or whatever, right? But Biden wants abortion to be a key issue. Abortion is the key motivator. It's mama's milk. Too bad it wasn't racial. Like some cop killed a black dude or something like that. This is like ripe for the pickings. And let me tell you, in all segments of government, they have people looking for things that they look for controversy, people. Why? Because, oh, did we mention the GDP went down 1.4%? Joe Biden's got nothing else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
To the American people, I say this. The elections this November will have consequences because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot.
This morning, as the economy is shrinking, so too are people's wallets, drained by everything from soaring staples like milk and eggs to fuel for your car. It's forcing parents like Yolanda Alexander to make difficult choices. The mother of two just had a new $200 rent hike kick in.
So I don't fill my gas tank up as much. I put enough in to get me to where I need to be and to get back home. As far as groceries, no, I don't buy the normal amount of groceries.
The DHS has directly released at least 836,000 aliens into the United States since January 21st. Then you add the 207,000 unaccompanied alien children, UACs. And then your Border Patrol estimates somewhere from 200,000 to 400,000 gotaways. In other words, encounters that are not evade apprehension. So
and,
is that,
and gotaways have been a challenge.
From the beginning, yeah.
From the beginning.
But that matches your numbers roughly?
I believe so.
So that's all without Title 42 in place. I mean, with Title 42 in
place, Title 42.
When it's removed, you're going to see more numbers. Right?
According to Axios, quote, executives bucketed CNN Plus's potential audience into three groups with various models of overlap. 29 million CNN superfans, they estimated, 24 million subscription video on demand fans. People want to pay more for anything. And 36 million global news consumers. So think about those numbers for a second. CNN convinced itself it had 29 million superfans. That's even less plausible than 81 million votes in a presidential election. And it turned out to be completely disconnected from reality. In the end, CNN Plus got about 10,000 viewers. Why? Because people don't really want to pay to watch that crap. To be called bigots or learn about trans senior citizens. And it's nothing to do with their lives. And they know for a fact it won't improve them. So what are they listening to? They're listening to people like Joe Rogan. Why? Not because of his political agenda, but because he's interesting and he's curious and he noticed the world changing all around him and he wants to know what the hell's going on. And so does everyone else. And that's why Rogan gained millions of subscribers and CNN tried to have him fired a few months ago. At the same time, the company that employs Joe Rogan, the streaming service Spotify, had to, and you may not have seen this story, offload the Obamas to whom they had paid millions and millions of dollars. Why? Because no one wanted to watch the Obamas either. Because they had nothing to say. Because they're banal. They're not interesting in any way.
Mr. Secretary, yesterday you announced the formation of the Disinformation Governance Board at DHS. You put out a bulletin 2 months ago, a big fancy bulletin here, red, white, and blue. You said that misleading narratives, dis and malinformation, MDM as you call it, misleading narratives undermine the trust in government. I was just wondering, when the head of the CDC, Ms. Walensky, said that the vaccinated can't get the virus, did that undermine trust in government? When the highest paid official in our government, the smartest man on the planet, Dr. Fauci, when he said the virus didn't come from the lab, did that undermine trust in government? And will that be something that this governing board will look at? How about this one? How about when 51 former intel officials told us that the Hunter Biden story had all the earmarks of Russian misinformation? Will that be something that this governing board that you just formed, will you be looking into that?
Congressman, the Disinformation Board addresses disinformation that imperils the safety and security of our homeland. And one of the primary areas that we are focused on is the dissemination of disinformation and its potential connection.
But that's not what your bulletin talking about.
Gentleman's time has expired. I am permitting the witness to answer the question. But the gentleman can say nothing now. It's witnesses.
Let me know.
Privilege to answer the gentleman's question.
Yeah,
and it's your answer.
And its connectivity to violence.
We saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together. When I was at the big meeting we had in Europe.
Point. One of the most earth-shattering political scandals in American history was the Hunter Biden laptop.
Bingo.
This was an event that should have been the most discussed development of the 2020 election. And it was aggressively suppressed as disinformation in a coordinated campaign. Right? So everyone came out from under their rocks. Right? The security state, the media elite, and then Silicon Valley censors. And so the effect of that was to basically kill a story that could have changed the whole course of Absolutely. World history.
Finally, one of the things driving this, the economy, or economic concerns, I should say.
Yeah, economic concerns. So, you know, look, we spoke about this earlier in the week. You know, if you look at jobs, the economy is doing pretty good. If you look at inflation, not so good. How do voters see it? How do Americans see it? This is the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index through this point of presidency. Look at that. Just 66 in April of 2022. Going back since 1978, it is tied for the lowest. It was 66 in April of 1982. Of course, that was a good year for Democrats in the House of Representatives with the Republican president. And I'll just note, if you don't believe that the economy is hurting the Democrats and Joe Biden, look at the net approval rating. That's approval minus disapproval. Joe Biden at this point, minus 23 points. That is the worst on record since they started asking about economic job approval ratings back in 1978 with Jimmy Carter, who, of course, ended up the economy, ate his presidency, and put it to bits.
Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to? Well, that's who you tuned into. That was a series of clips that just gives you a glimpse of all the things that the Democrats have to be concerned about. And trust me, I could do an entire hour. Glad you guys are here, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So, why do you think this Supreme Court thing is a big deal? Listen to any of those clips. But here's what's most interesting about the leak. Democrats are attacking the decision of the court. But I haven't heard many of them upset about the leak. Have you noticed this? We are going to protect women. We're going to do this. But nobody's worried about process, the procedure. What led to this? Now, Democrats, Republicans are. Because, see, that's the problem, is the leak. It isn't the ruling. Rulings are rulings. Some go for you, some go against you. Democrats don't care. Essentially, the court isn't even really getting rid of abortion. Have you thought about that? They're saying it's not a federal matter. It's a state matter. It's a 10th Amendment issue. Democrats should be celebrating this. They like national mandates. I'm going to just give you a few headlines. If you think that this is not a stage, a planned thing, here's some headlines. Biden makes a confusing statement over overturning Roe. I think we played the clip because he was kind of like, bruh, 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 bruh. Here's another one. No coincidence. Kamala Harris makes a long scheduled speech on women's rights. They dust off Sister Girl so she can come talk about women. I'm just going to give you the titles so you understand what this did to the media cycle of everything that's going on in the world. By the way, I did not play a single clip of Ukraine, a single clip of Russia, a single clip of, well, we did talk about the economy a little bit, but I didn't talk about how the interest rate is inched up. There are many, many other things to talk about is what I'm getting at. I didn't have a single clip about crime going through the roof all over the country. Many, many more issues. But let me give you the rest of these headlines. Elizabeth Warren is upset, and she wants you to know it. And, of course, she went out and spoke out against this abortion ruling. And, you know, people were calling her a baby killer. The UN, Dem's fourth branch of government, joins the chorus on this abortion issue, and they issued a statement. That's one of the headlines. Another one. Obama weighs in on a Roe case leak. Why? What, is he complaining about the leak? Or is he complaining about the results, the case? Anybody mentioning that this didn't occur during the time of Trump? This is occurring on Biden's watch. Orange Man can't be accused of doing this one. Finally, the last headline. Former AG Barr suggests special counsel grand jury leak investigation. And then here's the story. Democrats reacted emotionally and aggressively to the leak on Monday evening of the draft and suggested a majority of justices are seriously considering overturning Roe v. Wade. They want people to know Democrats are mad. Places could burn. And the only thing that they would use in place of this is a black man killed by a cop.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.